break-even point. How do you think, like, if how would you describe the success for the first year? So imagine you're off and running. What would, like, if you get to the end of the first year and you're like, wow, that was amazing. I'm super proud of everything we just did. What would that look like?
I would say, I mean, I got into yoga about a year ago, and a thing that I really admired about it is kind of the aura once you step into a yoga studio room. And a lot of yoga studios have a place to kind of shop around in their main room once you enter in. So, like, I find myself looking at the small things that they have to deliver to people. So I feel like because I would be starting local and yoga is pretty big here in Marin, I think it would be very successful within the first year, especially if I can build more of a community around it and work with Raising the Bar, who also has their own nonprofit. If we're working with, like, if they're also promoting it and they're handing out these keychains, word of mouth, I think that success to me would just be, like, having people have these keychains on them. If I see them around when I'm in at college, it could be sold at our libraries here too. That's also something that I wanted to do, was get it on our campus. It doesn't just have to be yoga. Obviously, that's what it represents, but just telling people, relax in finals week, take a deep breath. I just want people to kind of remember that it's a big world we live in, and it's okay to just take a breath and take a step back. So that would be success to me.
My other question is around distribution, because I don't know much about it. How does a yoga studio decide what gets offered to their customers? Like, do you pitch the owner? Like, how? Just tell me a little bit about that, like, that process. If you wanted to put up a little, you know, something at a yoga studio,
sure.
What does that conversation look like?
So my studio that I go to two, and one of them was posted on there, is called Now Power Yoga. It's in Corte Madera, and they actually have pop-ups that they promote on, like, their Instagram stories and on social media. And so they promote a lot of nonprofits because it's a very local studio. And so that's, I would kind of get in with the owner there and pitch my idea to them, and then hopefully get my own pop-up set up. And you put it in the main room of the studio, and people are walking in and out of their classes. People are walking by the library that's right by there. And so that's kind of how I would get it out there.
Thanks for presenting.
Sure.
I like the Bricka Lodge approach you have, coming with friends and family. Did they have any initial feedback about this?
I would say I got into yoga a year ago, and so everyone around me that knows me kind of was able to see it firsthand transform my mindset and how I view life and how I view my relationships, my mental health. And so they were all, like, completely on board, and also know that people like decorating their keychains, and they like the idea of incorporating kind of two ideas into one thing. So right off the bat, I got really good feedback from immediate friends and family, because they know how it impacted me.
Well, would you at all be concerned that without you there, maybe giving an explanation, like, how does it pop out instead of just as a keychain, that this is a mindfulness product or a calming product? Is there some education you have for the consumer there? Or?
I would say that I'm hoping that the lotus flower can represent enough, because lotus flower typically does represent yoga. And for me personally, when I think of yoga, I think of, like, relaxing and kind of, like, putting all your stress onto the mat, or, like, meditation. That's what I think of when I think of a lotus flower. So hence that was my design. But I think the company would have to grow a little bit and expand for people to know that, oh, this is what her brand represents beyond just the lotus flower. Did you have a question? Anyone else?
We have time for one more. So it sounds like you did some costing research on to get to the kind of $2 to $3. What does that actually include? So is that just the disc itself? Does it include, like, the little metal ring? Getting to the point over here, does it include packaging or, like, a display? Like, tell me what's in the $2 to $3.
The $2 to $3 is strictly just this itself. I did not include the metal part on there, which would probably maybe add a few, but it's such a small tangible item that it is actually a very affordable concept to produce and put out there without getting too far in with startup costs. So yeah, it's just this alone here.